Hello and welcome to this video tutorial brought to you by Tutvid.com. We're going to take a look at creating this digital tape. You can see it's this tape here holding these photos down against this cork board, or really you can do it against any surface you choose. You just need some sort of a photo for a background. We're going to take a look at how to do this in Photoshop. It's actually pretty easy and it's pretty cool. So let's take a look at doing that. I am going to hop over to Bridge real quick, and I'm going to grab this JPEG here. It's just a stock photo I found, and it's just some cork. And I'm going to double-click it to open it up in Photoshop. And the first thing I'm going to do is size it down. It's actually pretty huge right now. So I'm going to go Image, Image Size, and resize it to be 800 by 600 pixels. Hit OK. And now Command or Control Plus to zoom it in, and here it is at 100%. Right, very nice. Expand my dock here with my layers panel in it. Give ourselves some large thumbnails, and I'm going to zoom back one just so we can actually see what's going on here. Okay, so we've got here this cork, and the first thing I want to do is burn in the edges of it a little bit to give it a nicer look or a nicer appearance here. So what I'm going to do is create a new layer. Hit the new layer icon down here at the bottom of the layers panel. New layer. And we can name it Burn. Try to spell Burn correctly. There we go. And grab the brush. And I want to grab a pretty large brush for this image. I don't know. Let's try around 200 pixels. And I want hardness to be set to 0%. So it's this huge, soft-edged brush. And I'm going to click in the top left-hand corner. Just click once. And then hold down Shift and click all the way over in the top right hand corner. So I'm holding down Shift and I just click once more, and I'm still holding Shift, and now click in the bottom right hand corner, and I'm still holding Shift, click in the bottom left hand corner, still holding Shift, now click in the top left hand corner. You can see we've got this white going around. Now I forgot to set my foreground color to black, and you can see our burning is white. Now burning is supposed to be dark, so we need to switch the color. Easy way to switch from white to black is just to invert the colors on that layer, because this burning is on its own layer. You can just take Command or Control I. There you go. Quick and easy. Now just set this layer to soft light. All right, create a new layer. And we're going to do a little bit more burning. This time I'm actually going to swap the foreground and background color. You can quickly do that by just hitting X. There we go, X. And now I'm just going to paint some black, basically just emphasizing on these corners, maybe putting a little bit of black around the very edges. I'm really just trying to darken in these corners a little bit more. And then here along the bottom. Just like that, and switch this layer to soft light as well. All right, we can lower the opacity of that a little bit and lower the opacity of the original burn layer a little bit as well. And you can see we have burned in the edges of this cork pretty nicely. So now that we have our background ready, we need to get those images in here to start taping them down to the surface. All right, let's hop over to Bridge. By the way, a hotkey to quickly jump from Photoshop to Bridge is Control-Alt-O, or if you're using a Mac, that would be Command-Option-O. I have these four images right here. I'm going to select image one, and actually, before I bring it into Photoshop, I'm going to hit Command-Alt-O to hop back to Photoshop. I'm going to create a layer to put it on. Create a new layer. I'm going to name it IMG1. Hop back over to Bridge. I'm going to select that photo, and I'm going to go File, Place, Place in Photoshop. There we go. The image is placed here in Photoshop. I am going to scale it down just a little bit, about that big, and hit the check key. All right, what this does is it places this photo in Photoshop as a smart object, which is very nice because smart objects have a whole lot of advantages if you know anything about smart objects. We, however, are not really going to take advantage of any of the great things smart objects are going to allow us to do here in Photoshop. We're just using the place command because it's pretty convenient in this instance. I'm going to grab the move tool. I'm going to move it down here to the sort of bottom right-hand corner portion of our background. Now, before I move this around, I just want to add some layer styles to this to make it look sort of like a little, I don't know, Polaroid shot maybe laying there. I'm just kind of mess around and see what we can come up with. Now applying layer styles is super easy. Make sure we have that layer selected. Go Layer, Layer Style, and just hit Blending Options to bring up the dialog box. And the first style that we're going to apply is a drop shadow. So I'm just going to check that off and select the shadow. Move this slightly off to the side. You can see we've got sort of a drop shadow happening underneath our photo. The first thing we're going to do is make sure we uncheck Use Global Light. It's going to immediately swap the angle over to 120, which is fine. We will edit that in just a second. Set the blend mode, you can just leave it at multiply, which is the default here for a drop shadow. Color will be black. We're going to reduce the opacity to 35. And we're going to switch the angle to 90. We are going to switch the distance to, let's reduce it down really low. Let's try 1, and we'll increase the size a couple. Stick the size to 7. So now we've got a really light drop shadow. You can see if I shut it off, it goes away. If I turn it back on, it's there. It's not super obvious, but it is there. Okay, we also need to apply an inner glow. And this inner glow is going to be a blend mode of normal. Color will be black. And the opacity, let's set that to something low. Let's try 35, just so you can see we're getting a darker edge around the inside of the photo. And here we want to increase the size, something pretty big. Let's try 30, maybe 40. 40 looks pretty good. You can see what that's doing to our photo. Looks pretty good. Now, let's pop a stroke on this thing. We get the lovely default red. Wonderful looking. Increase the size of this stroke to something like 8 or 10, and we're going to position it to the inside. So let's try upping that to 10. 10 looks pretty good. And we want to switch the color to white. And now we're going to apply a gradient overlay to this photo. Now, I do want a black to white gradient. However, I want to double click on the gradient editor. And I want to shift the white. I want to move it into about 75% for the location. All right, just roughly 75%. And I want to bring the black into roughly 25%. Just like that. Hit OK. And you can see what we've got there on our photo. Now I'm going to switch the blend mode to screen. You can see what that's doing. It's just leaving the white. That's very nice. And let's reduce the opacity of that a little bit. It's just a little too harsh for me. Maybe somewhere around 50, it looks pretty good. Just like that. So you can see, without the gradient overlay, with the gradient overlay. Okay, now, if you are not using CS2 or CS3, you should save this style because we're going to use this on the rest of the photos. So you would hit New Style and just name the style. Let's just name it Photo Frame. And include the layer effects. Don't worry about including layer blending options because we didn't change any of the blending options. Hit OK. And then just hit OK for the layer style. And there we go. Our image 1 has those layer styles applied to it. Okay, so for this photo, I'm going to hit Command or Control T. And I'm just going to rotate it here a little bit. And I'm going to size it down a little more too. Just like that, I'm going to hit the check key to drop it right there. Now notice something that happens. Remember that gradient, we set that to go straight up and down, 90 degrees or 0 degrees. We had it going just straight up and down. So the light part of the photo is now running at a diagonal line, just across the photo like this. So it's sort of where my mouse comes across, the top of that is lighter and this bottom part down here is not. That's because the gradient is still running straight up to down like this, regardless of the fact that we just tilted the photo. That's just the way layer styles work, so it's just something to be aware of. I don't mind the way it looks here, so we're going to deal with it for these photos, but in a little bit when we talk about making the tape, you're going to see how you can get around that, because we're going to use this little technique for getting around that for our tape. Okay, we need to place those other photos and apply those layer styles. So I'm going to come back over to Bridge, Command-Alt-O, and I'm going to select Image 2, File, Place in Photoshop. Here it is. I'm going to size it down to about the size I want it to be, which is about like that. And then I can just hit Enter to commit those changes. Now, if you are using CS2 or CS3, you can simply hold the Alt or the Option key, holding it. Click the little FX icon in your Layers panel on the Image 1 layer and just copy that set of layer styles, that's the word I'm looking for, set of layer styles to image 2. Okay, I'm holding the Alt key, let go with the mouse, let go with Alt. You can see that we have applied those styles to that photo. Okay, Command or Control T, which by the way is just Edit, Free Transform, say Control T. And I'm going to tilt this photo. I'm going to tilt it this way. Just lay it right there. Hit enter. Okay, we've got that photo. Let's go back over to Bridge. And grab image 3, file, place in Photoshop. Scale this bad boy down. And we're going to hit enter. Commit those changes. Now, if you are not using CS2 or CS3, come up here to Window and go get your Styles panel out. Here's my Styles panel. Notice the last style. That was that style that we just created. Click that. And there you go. You've just applied the style to that layer. Just going to double-click that tab to collapse it. And that's how you go about copying that style if you don't have CS2 or CS3. Command or Control T, and we're going to, whoops, not size it down. We're going to tilt this one just like that. Maybe not quite so harshly. Just like that is good. Hit Enter to commit those changes. Hop into Bridge, and we're going to grab our last photo here. File, place in Photoshop. Scale this guy down. Make him pretty small. We're going to put him up here. Hit Enter to commit those changes. Hold down Alt, drag that FX right up to Image 4 layer. And we're going to tilt him just a little bit that way. There we go. So we've got our photos here in Photoshop, and we've got them styled. I'm going to Shift-click over all the layers and go Layer. Where is it? Group Layers. There it is. And we just grouped all of them just to clear up some more space here in our Layers panel. I'm just going to call this Images. And now let's go about creating the tape that we're going to be taping the edges of these photos down with. First thing we need to do is create a new layer. Double-click the name, and we're going to name this Tape Master. This is because this layer is going to have some layer styles applied to it, and we're actually going to merge the layer with the layer styles in a little bit. Remember, taking care of that little angle problem that I was pointing out to you a moment ago with this gradient overlay in these photos. So we want to preserve a master copy of this piece of tape with the editable layer styles in case we go back and we realize that, hey, we want to change something later on. So we're going to name this Tape Master, and after we create the tape, we'll duplicate this layer and then sort of flatten the layer. All right, so Tape Master, I'm going to grab my zoom tool, and let's zoom right in on this photo. We're going to zoom right in on this guy up here. And I'm going to grab my rectangular marquee tool and just drag out a rectangular selection. Okay, just like that is fine. Now go Edit, Fill, and we want to fill using 50% gray. Blend Mode Normal, Opacity 100. Hit OK. There we go. We've just filled that using 50% gray. Select and deselect that piece of gray rectangle. Now we need to give this a layer style, or several layer styles. So go Layer, Layer Style, Blending Options. I am going to move this here to the side so we can see what we're doing. And here's our piece of tape. The first thing we want to do is give it a drop shadow. So click drop shadow, again shut off global light, and just set this to 90 degrees. So it's going straight down from the top. Multiply will be the blend mode, and of course black again will be the color. We're going to reduce the opacity to about 30 again. And reduce the distance dramatically. Let's try 1. And also we need to reduce the size here. Let's take that down to 1 as well. Because a little piece of tape is not going to be casting a huge shadow on whatever it's sitting on, but there is, you know, a slight visible darker edge there. So we want to have something there. Next, we're going to apply a bevel and emboss to this piece of gray. And it's going to be an inner bevel, smooth. Let's increase the depth to, let's try around 300. Maybe a little higher than that. Let's try 350. That's a little too much. Let's try around 325. That's about what I'm looking for. Around 325 for your depth should be good. Now, again, deselect use global light. And we want to set our angle here to negative 90 and our altitude to 50. We're going to set the size here to 2 pixels. So we've got a very small edge there, just as if you would have an actual piece of tape. And we are going to completely get rid of black. So we're going to set the opacity in shadow mode to 0. And we're going to set the opacity of highlight mode to 100 and set the highlight mode to normal. So I just select there, select normal. We're not going to mess with the gloss contour at all. All right, now we're going to come up here to blending options. And we're going to change the blending mode of this layer to screen. Now, you can change the blending mode of layers right out here as well. All right, same thing we're changing. So just switch that to screen. And you can see that we've got this nice piece of tape now. All right, the problem with this is, if I were to hit Command or Control T here and rotate this piece of tape, you're going to see that we're going to start losing our edge. Our edge is going to get distorted, and other areas of the tape are going to start becoming our edge. We want this one side of the tape to always be our edge. So how do we keep that? Well, it's pretty simple. Before we actually do it, though, we want to just click on this tape master layer and drag it down and drop it on top of the new layer button to duplicate that layer. Next, drag the tape master layer. We're just going to drag it all the way to the bottom of our little image here. And I can't drag it behind the background layer, although you can unbackground the background layer by holding down the Alt or Option key and just double-clicking it. Now I can just drag it behind that, and I'm just going to shut it off. So I'm going to click the little eyeball there. Come back up to the top of the Layers panel, and here we have our tape master copy layer. The way that we are going to set these layer styles in stone is by holding down the Control key and creating a new layer. Holding down the Control key and clicking the New Layer button creates a new layer beneath the layer you have selected. So I had the tape master copy layer selected, so we've got a new layer beneath it now. Select that tape master copy and go Layer, Merge Down. Note the hotkey Command or Control E. Now our layer styles are permanently applied to that layer. Problem is, it is back to being a solid gray square. Although that's not really a problem, because if you notice, the blend mode of the layer is also back to normal. So just switch it back to screen. There we go. We've got our piece of tape, and we can rotate it as much as we want, and it is going to maintain those styles that we created on that particular edge. Okay, now to create the cut edge for the tape. First, I'm going to double-click on the layer and just name it tape. And I'm going to create a new layer mask. So I'm going to click the Add Layer Mask button here at the bottom of my Layers panel. I don't know if you can see the tooltip there. Add Layer Mask and select the big white box that appears. You are now editing the mask. Come up here and grab the regular lasso tool. And just with your mouse, just come in here on the edge and just make a jagged selection. Just like that. And we're going to fill it with black. So the foreground color here is black. I'm just going to hit Alt Backspace. If you're on the Mac, that is Option Delete. Hit a Command or Control D to deselect that. You can see we've got kind of a cut edge. We're going to do the same thing for the other side now. Just going to come in here and just really tear it up, just like that. Alt Backspace or Option Delete again to fill that with black, and then Control D or Command D to deselect. So we've just ripped up those edges, but they're really not torn up because we're just using a mask to simply cover them. If I hold down the Shift key and click my mask to disable it temporarily, you can see that we still have our entire rectangle. It's very nice. Hold down Shift, click that mask to make it come back on, to reactivate it. And now select the actual layer and hit Command or Control T. And we're just going to rotate this piece of tape. Actually, I'm going to make it a little bit smaller. We're going to bring it up here and place it over this corner of this photo here and hit Enter. There we go. We've taped down the top edge of that photo. I'm going to zoom out a little bit. And I'm using my Move tool now. I'm going to hold down the Alt key, and clicking that piece of tape, I'm just going to drag another piece out, put it there, and we're going to rotate this, all right, just a little more slightly, maybe make this a little bit smaller. Just mix up the way these pieces look so it doesn't look like you've just taken one piece and copied it, which you, in fact, are doing. And hold down the Alt key again, and I'm using the Move tool, and I just selected the original tape layer, that piece. I'm holding the Alt key, and I'm just going to drag this guy right over here to the bottom corner of that photo. Command or Control T to transform that. I'm going to move him up like that. Hit Enter or Return to commit those changes. And hold down Alt and put this piece right over here for the top left-hand corner of this photo here. Now, notice that when I do that, this piece of tape appears to be on top of this tree photo. But the problem with that is this photo, this reddish-orangish sky photo, appears to be tucked underneath this tree photo, so the tape really would be underneath it. Well, we solve that problem by grabbing this tape layer and dragging down, I'm just dragging it, and I'm going to place it beneath our, well, I have to bring it here into my images group and just place it beneath that tree image, okay? Just like that. So I've got it now placed between this image and this image. So right here in between, we've got that piece of tape. So it's as simple as that. Just keep duplicating that layer with your piece of tape on it and moving it around, transforming it a little bit, rotating it, resizing it slightly, and just placing it on the edges of your little photos here, and you will soon have a bunch of taped photos taped down to any number of surfaces that you can create here in Photoshop. So that's it for this one. That's how you create digital tape using Photoshop. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something. Please go check out the website. That is www.tutvid.com. Thanks for watching.